Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hit.com.au.
Over the last couple of weeks, we have challenged ourselves to get Kevin Bacon on this show to help celebrate Bacon Fest and the Kevin Bacon Film Festival, which is now showing. There is an old game called The 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can link any actor in any movie to Kevin Bacon in 6 movie moves. We don't have movies. We're not actors. We've gone with phone calls. And so far, we are 5 calls down. We've got one more call to make. But first, a recap.
We decided our first phone call had to be to our LA-based Scooper correspondent, Dean McCarthy. He has all of the connections over there, and we thought surely he'd be able to point us in the right direction. In this case, it was to Kevin Bacon's management.
Yeah, her name is Stacey.
She works for The Firm, which is a really well-known group in Beverly Hills, and she probably manages a lot of different celebrities. I would start there.
Good place to start.
So that's exactly what we did. We gave them a call and, you know, things went okay.
I'm sorry, we don't accept unsolicited calls since this is a private booking agency.
Yes, so how do I then organise to make a solicited call?
I'm sorry, since I'm just an operator, I don't know how to connect you unless I have a name.
It was an absolute dead end.
Big dead end.
We had nowhere to go from there, but what we did think is we know where Kevin Bacon lives, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call a cafe nearby and we'll just see if they have any celebrity guests drop by.
Yeah, it happens often.
Yeah, so is that a yes that Kevin Bacon's dropped in there once or twice?
I can't do that, sorry.
Sorry, when was the last time Kevin Bacon popped in there?
Not too long ago. Have a great one.
Now, obviously, we were stoked with that,
yeah.
All right? Definitely Kevin Bacon had been to the cafe, but they weren't willing to cough up any more personal details than that. So we thought, let's go into his past. Maybe he's got a childhood best friend, or maybe he went to school. Now, we found where he went, and we gave them a call.
Yeah, to see if they had any of his details.
Yeah, no. After so many years, we do not keep records on file in the actual school. They're kept at the district building. And he's been gone for quite some time.
Yeah, that's right. Fair enough.
He doesn't come back to visit at all?
I would say not within the past 10, 20 years.
So that's 4 calls down. We had one more call to make before our 6th call. So our 5th call went to the Keswick Theatre. Now, they actually had the Bacon Brothers, as in Kevin and his brother Michael's band, play there earlier on this month. And we thought, you know what, if we can't get Kevin Bacon by himself, let's try for the 2 of them. They had some good news when it came to booking agents.
We didn't book them.
No.
But I can give you the name of the promoter who did.
Could you? That would be great.
Yeah, ideal.
Okay, so it was Bill Rogers, and he's with Bill Rogers Entertainment.
So at this point, we'd made 5 phone calls, mm-hmm. right? The next one had to be to Kevin Bacon, but thankfully we got an email. We jumped in the loophole and we've been emailing for the last 24 hours.
We have indeed. Have we been lucky enough to secure Kevin Bacon and brother Michael for an interview? Well, you're going to find out in a couple of minutes' time here at Hit.
Here with the debut of their song Tom Petty T-shirt from their upcoming self-titled album, please welcome the Bacon Brothers.
She puts on my Tom Petty T-shirt. She lets a tear fall over her heart. She says something about a missing bandana in a world torn apart.
No one really thought we could do it, but it's our absolute pleasure to have these guys joining us right now, responsible for that song and very many more. Separately, they are Kevin Bacon, the actor, and Michael Bacon, the composer. Together, the Bacon Brothers. Guys, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I have heard that you guys grew up in a super creative family. I mean, Michael, you've previously mentioned that you had report cards that were so bad they read feed. What age did you guys both decide you would pursue a career in the industry, or maybe think, you know, oh, this creative thing we've got going on, this is cool, but this is what we want to do?
You know, I think that all of us were very, very motivated at really young ages. I mean, I think Michael was all in on music by the time he was a very little boy. And I was kind of the same way with acting. I knew I really wanted to have some kind of a career that was going to make me money and get girls and be famous. And I think that both of us really had our career paths pretty much in place when we were certainly early teenagers.
Obviously, Bacon Brothers. I mean, you've already had that last name your whole life. It's like a brand that you were given at birth. Have you found that growing up and throughout your life that people are constantly bringing up that your last name is Bacon?
What's funny to me, the thing that's always amazing is that when people make jokes about it, they often think they're the first person to actually discover that, you know?
Yeah.
That they've figured out that our last name is a food and that they've got a hilarious take on it. And so we would often, you know, have to say, yeah, that's amazing. That's the first time we've ever heard that. How'd you come up with that?
Now, you guys were actually on Jimmy Fallon the other night. What was that like?
Yeah, it was great when we played the Tom Petty T-shirt song. It was really good. I mean, I think we really hit on all cylinders. So we were very happy, and it was a great way to start off our tour.
Kevin, quick one for you. Do you consider yourself an actor who sings or a singer who acts?
I don't know. You know, I think I just, I've got a creatively restless mind, you know, and I think that, you know, for instance, you know, acting, the one thing that I absolutely adore acting, but one thing that's really hard about it is, you know, you can't really go into your room and do it by yourself. So it's like if you're out of work or in between jobs, you still have, you know, creative kind of juices flowing and you want to do something. And for me, that something is songwriting and playing music.
We've got a big event in this area, right? It's called Bacon Fest, and it is about the food. But because of that, the same event is throwing a big Kevin Bacon Film Festival, right? And it did get me thinking, Kevin, I've heard that you don't really go back and watch your movies, right?
You know, I don't really. I always see them when they're first done, and I really prefer to see them by myself or just myself and Kira, and then with an audience. But no, I don't really go back and watch them.
Yeah, I think if I was an actor, I couldn't go back and watch it because I would see all the moments where I felt like I could have done something wrong. I'd be too embarrassed watching myself.
I got to tell you, that's a really big part of it. I look at them. And it's difficult because I just think I could have done this, I could have done that. I think the good news is that I do feel like I've gotten better, but sometimes it can be a little bit just cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Look, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you this morning. Thank you very much for your time, Kevin and Michael Bacon, the Bacon Brothers. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye bye.
Yeah, she can keep my time, pretty t-shirt. Stains on your heart.
Get up weekday morning with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.